PastramiNation.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another podcast for Pastrami Nation, the meat of pop culture. I am Nolan. I'm here with Jason.
Hi, everybody.
Jason.
Hello.
And Dim Sum Hottie.
What's up, guys?
So we have a pretty fun-filled episode, starting with Disneyland, Star Wars Land.
Woohoo!
Heck yeah, we're all pretty excited about it. So news broke this week about the Star Wars Land, about what we all see this year and what we're going to see next year. Jason, do you want to help elaborate on this?
We're going to see lots of stuff. No one? I'm sorry, you caught me off guard.
I know for this year, we see Star Tours adding an episode for the new movie.
And Space Mountain's getting a remodel.
Hyperspace.
Which is probably desperately needed anyways for that ride.
I agree.
It's a good ride, you know, it's just really outdated as far as aesthetically, I guess.
And of course, the Jedi training is getting an upgrade as well, which of course is for the kids. But that's pretty awesome that, you know, we're seeing some things changing this year. We know a lot is changing next year. We know some closures are coming, some permanent, some not permanent. So what do we have closing coming up? I know we're not seeing Fantasmic like come January.
How come nobody asked us what we were looking forward to?
What do you mean?
I am looking forward to, to being completely engulfed in whichever area we're in that, like, you know, everybody's supposed to be, like, in suit with, you know, whether we're supposed to be on Hoth or Tatooine or whatever. That's what I'm most excited for. Thanks. Yeah. I just wanted to share that.
It won't be like, you know, normally, like, right now you'll have... You'll see Cinderella walking around. Go, oh, there's Cinderella. Let's take a picture of Cinderella. Or there's so-and-so. But when you go into the gift shops, it's kind of like just like Jane behind the counter.
Well, no.
In a shirt and a name tag.
They have their own, you know, their own get-up. Like in the safari store, they wear their little safari hat and whatever not. And in Tomorrowland, they have like, you know, their own little uniforms for each land. I just hope that whatever the Star Wars plan is, that it's a little bit more involved.
It will be.
So that's what I'm most excited for.
That's what it looks like they're promising. You know what I mean?
You think it'd be like, there'd be a Watto, remember on episode one?
Right. Or like, or they're going to have like, you know that they didn't say, but you know that they're going to have a replica of the cantina because they have to.
Exactly.
When you think about any, so, you know, they're going to have somebody, you know, the guy behind the bar is going to be dressed like, you know, the guy from episode four, you know, or there's going to be elements of the movie that are cast members.
But wait. Who shot first?
Greedo.
Oh. That wasn't the answer I was expecting.
That is not the right answer, folks.
That wasn't the droids you're looking for.
That would be awesome, though,
with the cantina, if it's an actual full functional restaurant where they're in character coming up to serve you.
And are we going to see little performances? You know, like you see the flash performances with the barbershop quartets and whatnot.
The Jabba dancers.
Or the cantina aliens.
Yep.
Yeah, the Mos Eisley ones going at it with their weird instruments. So
that's going to be awesome.
And you're going to see just people walking around, you know, like...
Dr. Evazin.
Exactly.
We're wanted men. I don't like you. He doesn't like you either.
See, exactly. And that's... It's going to be... I mean, who knows? It's going to be something like it's you've never seen before there. That's for sure.
Absolutely. And, of course, next year we're going to have more of the actual Star Wars land. You know, this year we have to see the upgrades. So we are looking forward to it. It does suck that we'll see some closures at Disneyland.
Frontierland,
yeah.
Primarily is affected.
The Big Thunder.
Big Thunder Mountain, will that close? Did they specify?
No. They just said
that... The railroad, right?
The railroad, the train that takes you around. Those are going to be closed. They're going to drain the Mark Twain riverboat ride. Is going to be not functioning because they're draining half of the water.
Wow.
Those are just the temporary closures.
The temporary closures. But the permanent ones are going to be Frontierland, like the stage, the barbecue restaurant, the petting zoo. Those are going to be completely eliminated.
So enjoy those while you can, huh?
Right. I mean, you've had about 50 years to do so. So hopefully you have.
Well, do you think that train, they're closing it down to make more tracks because it's going to have to go through Star Wars land?
Probably, because that's not a permanent closure.
Wouldn't that be awesome if you know how it goes through where the dinosaurs are and like that part?
Yep.
What if you go through a part where there's like a Wampa or a Rancor? Or...
Exactly. I wouldn't be surprised.
That'd be awesome.
So those are just temporary closures.
And to be honest, I'm not really upset about what they chose to close. To be quite honest, I don't spend a lot of time in that area. And I mean, I know when we've taken the kids or been with other people, it's not like, ooh, I really want to go to Frontierland.
It's never on the top five, no. Right?
Yeah, so top. I think they're making an upgrade to an area that desperately needed an upgrade and doing it with something really, really cool. They're replacing something not so cool with something amazing.
Nice. Yes. It had a good run.
Yeah, but it is time for an upgrade, and what better thing than Star Wars?
Nothing.
Right. It's
huge upgrade. Great. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to add, since nobody really wanted to add this, I have now seen every single Star Wars movie that is out. Yay. I'm done. I've watched them all. I watched them in the order of 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3.
Now you just need to see the Boba Fett Christmas special.
Oh.
The Ewok specials.
Oh. Yeah.
Remember those?
Yeah.
I don't think this is going to end for me, is it?
No, those aren't movies.
No, I liked it. I liked them. Yeah. I did. Yeah. And I cried.
Which one did you cry on?
I'm not telling.
Was it episode one?
It was when Alderaan got blowed up.
Bloated up?
No,
it wasn't. I'm just kidding.
Was it when Mace Windu died?
Ew, no.
Was it?
It should have been when he saved Jar Jar Binks.
When Jango Fett died.
What?
Spoiler alert.
No. Okay, you guys don't get it that I didn't really know much about Star Wars minus, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, the most popular things like Luke.
Bobohead.
Luke being, you know what I mean, the son. And, I mean, I didn't even know, like, what Boba Fett did or what it was about and whatever not. I had no idea. So I had no idea that Luke tried to save his father. And then his father saved him. And then the whole, like, when he took his mask off and he said, oh, dude.
But is he dead?
I can't even talk about it. I'm, like, welling up because all this time I thought that Darth Vader was this, like, terrible person. I used to get super mad when Jason had the ringtone for me. You know what I mean? I was really upset about that. And then I come to find out that this guy, despite the dark side taking over in him, honestly wasn't pure evil. And that for me was just epic that I didn't already know that. I was telling Nolan, you know, that I was upset because there was a lot of stuff that I knew about. So I wasn't like, oh my goodness. That was the one pivotal thing parts in all of those movies that got me and was like, And I'm crying silently in bed, trying to hide my face from Jason because I didn't want him to see. He was so, like, you know, in tune with watching it that he even noticed I was bawling. I had no idea. So, you go, Darth Vader.
Well, now you do.
Well, I'm glad that was still a surprise for you then.
Yes, it was.
Because that would have been horrible that everything was already blown and you're just going through the motions.
Yeah. I felt like that through a lot of it, but that part just renewed, like, you know, I'm so glad I watched these. I'm so glad I got through this, and I'm so glad that I like them, so.
Now you're ready for episode 7.
I am.
But what's the best episode out of all 6 of them?
Oh, good question.
Ooh, yeah, very good.
Obviously, for me, I'm going to have to say episode 3 because that was the only one that made me, that evoked any emotion out of me at all. Because 6.
6. There we
six.
Go.
I apologize.
There we go.
You pointed at me. I correct myself. 6. That was the one that gave me any sort of, okay. So that's going to be my favorite.
Well, let's go ahead and go around and see what's everyone else's favorite while we're at it. Jason.
Come back. Pass.
Jason.
Me? I don't know. That is a
Can we pick one from each?
Yeah, each trilogy.
No.
I pick 6. Return of the Jedi. I thought it was... That's my favorite sauce.
You too?
Absolutely.
And this isn't even rehearsed.
see, I kind of liked episode 3 just for the fact that you saw the Emperor for who he really was when he jumps over when he's like, are you threatening me, Master Jedi? You know, it's just like, wow, you know, he was just... And the whole time you knew it was him, but you just actually saw how powerful he was, you know?
So you're going to say 3.
You want to hear something odd from me, though? Man. I really, 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 really liked 4, 5, and 6 much better than I liked 1, 2, and 3, despite the advances in special effects that we have now.
Had more heart.
We'll see with the episode 1. I loved the whole lightsaber duel with Qui-Gon and Darth Maul.
I thought
two badass characters.
The fight scenes are way better.
Yeah. They killed them in the first movie.
The fight scene in episode 3 was like probably the best one out of all the movies.
Yes.
But that's the only...
The Obi-Wan Anakin?
Yeah.
That's the only thing that makes the newer ones better is the fight scenes. And being a girl, the fight scenes don't really, I mean, yeah, I'm like, oh, wow. Like, that guy just totally, like, did, like, a backward somersault, landed on his feet on a pillar down freaking, you know, 10 feet below the ground. That's really cool. Okay. But for me, it's not a make or break
thing
Maul's
for cool
me.
Darth Maul's cool like that.
I guess. Yes, I mean, Darth I'm Maul. Just saying.
I don't know. I think the good thing about the episode 3 one is the fact that how, like, close they were. And then they, you know what I mean?
Well, now we got to get your answer, Jason.
Yeah, what's your favorite episode, yo?
We have 2 for 6 and 1 for 3.
Honestly.
Oh, you know how this is going to go.
It's rough, man. It's actually between the third one and Return of the Jedi, dude. I cannot decide between those two.
So we'll say episode 1 for you.
That's why I say, can we just pick one from each trilogy? Because that's what I would have told you. But I guess if I had to pick one, I was stranded on an island or whatever.
Stranded on an island, and you had to pick one to take with you? What is this? Okay.
Which one would it be?
Honestly, I think I would have to go back. I would have to go with episode 3.
Oh.
Great.
How did we know
alike?
This would because, be this way, Nolan?
Because it shows everything really, truly unfold.
Yes.
Well, you have the two of us
between
with a
the clone
bit of
army
and the
turning and everything else.
The whole Order 66.
It set the whole stage.
Yes.
For what you call the best 3 movies.
Definitely.
So, to continue on the Star Wars conversation, Star Wars Battlefront, the beta comes out really, really soon.
October 8th.
Yes.
Through 12th. 8th.
Yes.
Of course, we're all really excited for Battlefront. We love Battlefront 1 and 2. Like, some of the best games we've ever played.
Oh, yeah.
Will it stand up to what past, you know, gamers loved about it?
Yes.
I've seen some gameplay was leaked, I guess, but when they say leaked, I think it's strategically leaked.
Absolutely.
Thank you. So I'm not like, you know, on the whole leak train.
It was like
but
10 minutes.
It was
too.
Yeah, it was 10 minutes and it kind of enticed me. I might be interested in playing that, but then I think what's going to happen is I'm going to die over and over and over again because of what is it? Is it 20
it's
versus 20?
It's 20 on 20.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And you're on land, air, you know what I mean?
But so the guy playing made it look pretty cool.
Well, yeah, that's part of the fun of Battlefront, though, right? Like dying and then respawning, and then you see like
well,
Darth
like
Vader running at you.
Battlefield has, you know... Yeah.
But I don't play those games because I find myself dying, respawning, and dying not far from where I'm respawning, and then respawning
it looks
and dying.
Really good.
And respawning and dying.
It looks good. Think of all the advancements in gaming, you know what I mean? Since the last one. If we like that, how could we not like this?
I am going to go back to the whole Star Wars fans will always love Star Wars stuff.
That's not completely true. That fighter by... what was it called? The Star Wars Fighters.
I remember that, yeah.
It was on Dreamcast. It was a horrendous fighting
game. Oh, Starfighter.
It's because it was on Dreamcast.
Dreamcast had a lot of good games.
Had some
how
great.
Dare you?
Dreamcast was a rock star.
Ew.
We loved Dreamcast.
I'm sorry.
I still have one somewhere.
Oh, God.
And the little virtual memory unit thing.
Yeah.
But either way, it's going to be... People are going to not like it, and people are going to complain about it, and people are going to criticize it. People are going to say, this is wrong with it, that's wrong with it. But at the end of the day, I think it's going to be really good. I know I'm going to like play the hell out of it, and it's going to... probably for a really long time.
Well, I'm going to try to at least play the beta so that I can see if it's something I actually want to buy.
And the beta is going to be for all platforms.
All platforms. PC, nice. PS4, and Xbox One.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about PlayStation Network or the PC, but I do know that with Xbox on the 8th, what will happen is it will be available in the marketplace for everybody to download. I'm not sure how many people download it, how many people are actually going to be able to get in and play it, but I do know that that's where it's going to show
up on
Xbox
One.
I'm assuming it's going to be something similar on PlayStation Network.
So it's a limited beta, right? Like, not everybody who downloads this is going to be able to get into this.
No, everyone
it's
is.
It's saying that everybody is.
Oh. It's saying that I think what it's going to happen is that there's going to be, like, a huge rush on the 8th of people trying to all download it at once. and you're going to have people that aren't able to download it, or it's not going to work properly because you got so many people at once trying to access it.
Oh,
it's
the crash. Servers are not.
That's
going
why the
to
download's
going to
be available from the 8th to the 12th. You got 4 days, but that initial probably first day or two is going to be really chaotic.
And how long is the beta go for, Jason?
They didn't say. But it's you got to figure the game's coming out second week of November anyways, in the middle of the second week of November. So even if the beta is only out for, let's just say, a week, which is what I'm probably thinking, then you'll go, you know, a few more weeks or so, and then you'll have the game.
All excited for that beta. Absolutely. Yes.
I wish they would have came out with a better edition, though. Like
with a collector edition with a helmet or something.
All you got is the deluxe. Oh, wait, there was another one.
There was the Walmart one with the fridge.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
The fridge only holds a six pack.
It's like those little Coca-Cola fridges
they had. It's like that lunch. It's not even the size of that lunchbox. That lunchbox is bigger.
Oh, yeah. No.
That's kind of like...
For the $150 price tag?
Yeah, I don't think so.
They should have gave you some kind of like a Stormtrooper helmet or a figure or something.
Something.
Speaking of betas, I just wanted to drop that I am currently a part of a nice closed beta for the Penny Dreadful Demimonde game. I'm not going to say anything else about that. I'm just going to say that I was one of the lucky few that, you know, I'm able to play it. I've been playing it for the last few days. And
did they make you take a vow of silence?
I don't know, but I've already gotten in trouble for not paying attention to the things that I click accept to, so I'm not going to say anything that's going to get me in trouble, but once I can and I know for sure, then I'll go ahead and say what I have to say about it. But I do believe it's releasing sometime around Halloween.
Kind of fitting for Halloween.
Penny,
you know?
Dreadful.
We all know Dreadful. I love Penny Dreadful.
Penny Dreadful, the video game.
You're able to pick up some you're able to pick up every single 6-inch figure from Long Beach Comic Con.
It's a
that's awesome.
Android,
iOS.
I believe they're going to come to Facebook as well.
Well, we look forward to hearing more on it. Absolutely.
Not from me. Not today.
It's really cool. There's all these lasers and...
And yes, I got the Penny Dreadful final figure set.
Those figures look amazing, too.
They do.
The likeness on them look great.
Except for one.
I'm going to tell you like this. And I stood by this when I found out that they were coming out for Comic-Con. I went and I looked him up to see if it was something I was interested in. And I looked up Vanessa Ives, and I was so put off by how her face looked that I was like, there's no way I'm getting these figures. Like, these are terrible looking, because I think that the Vanessa Ives one looks, I don't know, like Dominique in last season.
I've noticed that with some figures, they have a really tough time giving them feminine features, is what I think she's trying to say.
And what about the rest of them?
The rest of them are amazing looking. I think that they did an extremely good job with the creature. He's got, you know, his little scars and whatever on his face. I think that they did a really good job with Victor Frankenstein, making him look like he's an addict. Ethan Chandler, there's two of them. There's the regular Ethan Chandler and the werewolf one. I think they're both really amazing. Ethan Chandler's original one, he looks a little bit cross-eyed. Not super bad, but a little funny cross-eyed. And Sir Malcolm Murray looks like Sir Malcolm Murray. And, I mean, other than that, they all look pretty
missing
good.
One.
It's just Vanessa Ives that just...
Dorian Gray. He looked good, too.
Oh, Dorian Gray's beautiful.
It's just, I don't know. Vanessa, it's just...
Dorian Gray's beautiful.
It's kind of like the...
That's the one she opened.
The BB-8 and the Ray.
You guys, Dorian Gray's beautiful.
The Ray doesn't look very feminine.
Yeah.
From the neck up.
I don't
up.
Know. I'm not even sure like how you would go about making something that small look a little bit more feminine. It didn't matter how.
Yeah.
Let Todd McFarlane do it. He's the master of capturing people's likenesses.
That small?
Yes.
The McFarlane figures? Wow.
I have the ugliest Princess Leia you've ever seen laying around.
Is that
the
power
of the monkey one? Huh?
The power of the Force.
There's like a monkey, huh?
Yeah. It's horrible.
Yeah. So that was my only thing with that. But just want to let you guys know I was playing it and having fun, and hope you guys get to hear about it soon.
Definitely.
Awesome. Now, I got to talk about something. It's very off topic for us, but we're going to talk about it anyway. Okay, so here we go. Who's ever had bacon soda?
Not baking soda.
Bacon soda.
Bacon flavored soda.
Maple bacon flavored soda. Let me tell you, unfortunately, I have.
I've had it.
I have as well.
So I'm holding a bottle here.
What about you, Nolan? Have you had it?
I have. I have had Lester's Fixin's bacon soda with maple syrup.
Oh, God.
And just my personal opinion, it's absolutely horrendous.
Yeah.
Bro.
And on top of the horrendous taste, for $1.99 for a 12-ounce bottle, it's double horrendous.
And it smelled like motor oil and bacon?
No, it didn't.
Who's ever heard of Lester Fixins anyways?
Lester really fixed
Lester's
us.
Lester's a good man.
Lester's a criminal right
well,
now.
Yes. We can tell you that we had seven people try it and seven people didn't like it.
And not
it doesn't
just
even
like
smell
didn't
good.
Like it. Like I absolutely would not try any more
if
of it.
If you could finish a whole bottle of that, I would give you $50.
But that's not like a real challenge. Hey, so don't go drinking it, people.
Question, do I have to keep it down?
Yes.
Because that's not possible.
That bacon flavored soda is not good.
So we just want to let you guys know.
Waste your money.
That.
Yeah. Yeah, try the Buffalo Wild Wing one.
Or the Delicious. Ranch dressing.
Yeah, ranch dressing oh, soda. God. They had it there. It was terrible sounding.
It sounds disgusting.
Now, coming up, we have, I think it's the last convention of the year.
Aw, boo.
At least for the West Coast. We have Kamikaze, which is it's Stan Lee's Comic Con. And it's amazing. It takes place Halloween weekend. Woo-hoo. I believe it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yes.
And it's shaping up to be a great show.
The 30th, the 31st, and the 1st.
There we go. So you could come down and spend Halloween at a Comic Con. How cool is
With
that?
With Elvira.
And yes. And wait, and Dita Von Teese, you guys. Woo!
Absolutely, and we've covered these before.
I've seen Elvira. I mean, since I was a kid.
Yes, I remember watching Elvira.
She's alive. It's amazing.
And of course, Stan Lee will be there, which is great.
That's crazy.
The father of Marvel. Like, wow, that's huge.
It's actually his show, Stan Lee's Kamikaze. He's the one that sponsors that.
He's actually partnered up with Elvira for it.
That's awesome.
How do you handle meeting Stan Lee?
I've been told I'm incredibly awkward. So
should be easy for you then.
Oh, but wait. Last night, Greg Graffin told me I wasn't awkward.
I don't know. I would be awkward.
Yes.
I would probably be awestruck. And I've never been awestruck in all the people we've
ever?
Met. No, ever? No.
But
ever.
You would be?
Yes.
I don't know. I can't think of any one single person that's famous or whatever that would make me awestruck.
Jesus. But it's looking like it's going to be a great show. Costume contest. Last time they had people from The Walking Dead there, so we're hoping we'll see some Walking Dead actors. We'll be there. We hope to bring you lots of cosplay pictures, coverage, all that fun stuff. And with cosplay in mind, I'd like to remind everybody about our cosplayer spotlight. We'd love to spotlight any cosplayers that are out there. Please send us an email, nolan@pastramination.com. Send me an email, send me some photos, and that way we can consider you for our spotlight.
Please.
And please make sure you're checking out Pastrami Nation on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat @Pastrami_Nation. And yeah, find us on social media. We're a lot of fun.
Snapchat.
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 Everybody had to say it. Yeah. Well, I think that's it for this time. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. As always, I am Nolan.
Jason.
Jason.
And Dim Sum Hottie.
Have a good one, guys.